You know, with that, with everything we've said about the Ravens, you know, the key acquisitions they've made this summer, assuming everything goes right for them, assuming they're able to retain health and their key players such as Flacco and Suggs and Smith, you know, are able to stay healthy, what was your prediction for, you know, the Ravens finishing this year? And then also a general NFL question, what is, to you, in your opinion, the one of the major storylines or headlines that people aren't talking about going into this year's 2016 NFL season?
That's a good question. I'll start with the Ravens.
Right.
I think the kind of floor for them this year would be 7 wins if, you know, everything really didn't go right. And I think the ceiling would probably be 11 wins. I think that, you know, if Flacco stays healthy all year and they don't have a lot of injuries, I could see them winning as many as 11. And bottom line, I mean, at this moment right now, I think that they will fall short of making the playoffs, maybe 9 or 10 wins, because I just don't know how, you know, some of the injured players I mentioned before, if they're going to get back to being what they were. So I think the Ravens will either just make or just miss the playoffs. and right now, I would lean towards just miss, but that obviously that's a fine line. As far as, you know, stories people aren't talking about, that's a really good question. I feel like the Seattle Seahawks might fly under the radar this year. To me, they've been one of the best teams in football maybe the last 3 years. I think they should have won back-to-back Super Bowls. You know, they got the one against New England, get away. Last year, I thought they did take a step down, but I have a feeling that even without Marshawn Lynch, I think Russell Wilson now is getting to the point where, you know, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's getting better every year. I think that, you know, there's been a lot of buzz about Arizona. Obviously, Carolina's a team to watch in NFC, but I think Seattle, they would be a dark horse team to watch for me, again, as being a team that could go all the way. And yeah, this has been talked about some. I think that, you know, you will continue to see every offseason a player or two you didn't expect to retire go ahead and retire. I think that, you know, the more information players are getting about concussions and, you know, their long-term health, you know, once you've made a substantial amount of money in the NFL, and particularly if you've also made money and won a Super Bowl, you really have to start thinking about how long you want to play. I mean, you know, Calvin Johnson did not win a Super Bowl, but he made a lot of money. You know, the Lions, you know, frankly don't look like a team that's going to be, you know, a Super Bowl contender for the next year or two. So at that point, you know, what are you playing for? I mean, you've got more money than you can ever spend, and if you play a couple of more years, you may not even know what's going on, unfortunately, you know, 20, 30 years from now. So, yeah, I think that's, again, every offseason now, we're going to see a couple of surprising retirements from players who just decide, you know, I've made enough money, I want to be healthy long term, I've had enough.
Yeah, I just have a quick comment on, I completely agree with you about the Seattle Seahawks. They're definitely a team that people aren't paying enough attention to, and I definitely see them being a Super Bowl contender. But you don't think that, you know, Sierra could possibly become a distraction to Russell Wilson the same way Jessica Simpson was a distraction to Tony Romo back in the day? I had to say it. You know, I can't. He's been the headline of this summer.
You know what? I can certainly see how he could be a distraction. But he seems to be handling it quite well, so I'm going to trust that, you know, he's man enough to handle it.
All right, we'll leave it at that. But I definitely want to thank you for joining us today and taking time out of your schedule.
Appreciate it.
Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Nice talking to you. Take care now.
You as well.
Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a funny call. I'm not going
to
lie.
That was, right? I had to say it, man.
You know, it's actually a legitimate question.
It is a legitimate question.
Right?
We've seen history.
And then you ask about it. Who's a bigger star, Jessica Simpson's or Sierra?
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, it's Tony Romo.
Especially the dress that Sierra was wearing at the ESPYs.
Oh, man, you saw that?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. My God. But, Russell Wilson's a lucky man. He's easy to be distracted. I don't blame him. I wouldn't blame if he gets distracted. Yeah. I'd be distracted too.
Looking
if I
in
got
the
hurt.
Stands, you take a hike. Looking.
Are you kidding me?
This one's for Sierra.
Imagine she comes in with the same dress she wore at the ESPYs, Russell Wilson themed design to the dress,
man.
Where it's like a jersey.
I got one better. What if they made the Super Bowl and she was the halftime show? Right? You tell me, man.
That'd be something else, man. Maybe she'll pull a Janet Jackson.
Okay.
I had to go there. I mean, her outfits are kind of revealing, so I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how much, you know, Russell Wilson talks to her about that stuff, but it doesn't seem to be bothering him. And
man, how do we go from the Ravens to talk about Sierra and Russell Wilson?
I mean, look at the season he had last year, man. He balled out. Let's see, he had a breakout year this year. Yeah. And, you know, it all happened after, you know, he got engaged with Sierra, and then they got married this offseason. So
living the dream,
man. Been a positive influence on him. Mm-hmm. And I had to point it out because I think it's important. Okay. It's important, man.
Living the
your
life.
Woman, if your woman is in the news, we see with like Nick Young and Iggy Azalea. No, that happened. You have to talk about your woman.
Yeah.
You know, if she's a big deal, because she's going to play a factor. You know, the same thing with Tom Brady and Giselle.
Yep.
Oh. Now that, you know, her name has come up.
Yeah, you know that. Hey, Giselle makes more money than Tom.
That's what I'm saying.
So you got to look at that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, and he has her as a backbone.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm him. And I'm taking this 4-game suspension. Finally, the floodgate's over. I ain't worried. I'm actually happy. That's 4 extra weeks to spend with Giselle. Are you kidding me? Plus, he's not allowed to spend time with the team, too.
Oh, you know,
he's not allowed to have any contact with the team.
Can you say Bora Bora?
So you have no distractions from Giselle.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Oh,
so,
baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So that's why I think Tom Brady's going to have a really great year.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get everything he wants.
That's why he stopped. He didn't go to the Supreme Court,
man. That's why he's going to have a great year, bro. Because he's going to get everything he wants to do with Giselle out in those first 4 weeks. Well, and then, boom, he'll be able to flourish. Now, with Russell Wilson, he doesn't have that luxury. He got training. Man, he just got married, man. He just got married. You know, I'm assuming he went on a honeymoon. And then all of a sudden,
honeymoon
boom,
wasn't
you're
enough?
Right back. You're right back at Seattle Seahawks training camp. And then the season's about to start, preseason and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he didn't get that time. So it's definitely a story.
Man, that's no excuse. You're dating Sierra. Or you married Sierra, man.
Did you see the pics?